back for 2021. Welcome to the Westlife podcast, presented in 2021 by MG Pump Solutions. I'm going to have Shane from MG Pump Solutions on this show with me to go through the season preview. Shane's not only a partner of the show this year, he is a massive West Tigers fan, and you guys are going to absolutely love his analysis. He is somewhat biased, but he has a very, very good footy analytical mind and a lot of great takes about the West Tigers, and probably a lot higher on the team than me this year. Just a bit of a teaser there. I think we can make the eight, but Shane, he's putting his money where his mouth is, and he reckons we could go even higher. So, yeah, enjoy tonight's season preview. Let's do it. Okay, time for the season preview. And with me for the season preview this year, we have our partner from MG Pump Solutions. We have Shane. Welcome to the show, Shane.
Thanks for having me.
Firstly, before we get into the preview, tell us a bit about your company and what you guys offer since you're partnering with Westlife Podcast this year.
So we work in any pumping solutions, so commercial, residential, stormwater, sewer, rainwater. We also do fire and flow testing, so anything that is pretty much moving water, we work on.
That's the business side of things done. One of the other reasons I've got you on board is, of course, you're a massive Tigers fan. Firstly, tell us, how did you become a Tigers fan?
Through family history, really. My grandfather, when they went down and worked in the Snowy Hydro, they shifted all the NRL teams. So my pop played for Balmain. It would have been in the late 40s, early 50s. I don't think he was really ever first grade, the top team, but when they shifted him down there, pretty much some of the players couldn't play, so he was playing for Balmain Tigers when they moved everything down, and that was the entertainment. So I've got all these jerseys and the team shirts, so sort of that's why we took it up.
Yeah, nice. And of course, you're sponsoring not just the Westlife podcast, but the Westlife, the West Tigers themselves. How did that come about?
Oh, well, sort of looking through last year, and we, even through COVID, we're still fairly busy, and just thought, you know what, it's probably a good way to give back. I've been a Tigers fan forever, so I just thought, might as well. We looked at the opportunity for branding and also just working with the other partners. There's like a lot of strata companies, a few plumbing companies in there, so we get to deal with them, and sort of good business dealings as well, I guess.
And of course, you went along to the player launch, the season launch for the club on Monday. How was that?
That was wild. So on our table, we had, I was literally sitting down looking towards the stage, had Farrah to my right, Chris Lawrence to my left.
Nice.
On our table. Just sat there having a bit of a chat. It was good. It was, pretty crazy. Got to talk to all the boys at the beginning of the day. So we got a early 7:30. They had a draw, so you pretty much pick a scarf, one of the Show Your Stripes scarves, unroll it to show a number. And this year we are sponsoring number 8, so Jimmy Tamo. So I think we sort of got the best one we really could.
You got the skip.
Getting the skipper, so that's pretty wild. So, yeah, had a bit of a chat to him as well after. He's just a good bloke. Genuine, easy to talk to. Luch as well. Luch is a champ. Yeah. I was chatting to him for a good 10, 15 minutes.
Man, it's hard not to love Luciano Leilua, both on the field and off the field. What a legend. What a gem the Dragons gave us with that guy.
I can't believe it. Same with Panthers. Like, how do you let your skipper go?
Yeah.
Especially when he did that.
I still can't believe there were West Tigers fans bagging us out signing James Tarmow for 350K over 2 years. Like, it's
I'm pretty sure now, after that trial and what we witnessed personally, the way he stopped at the end of the tunnel, giving encouragement to the boys, setting them up, pumping them up. He gets off the field, he's high-fiving the whole bench, telling everyone how good they did. Like, we didn't see that. Like, let's be honest, we haven't had that.
He's part of this massive culture change. So you could just see it on the weekend. Hey, 100%. It was
the way the boys huddled at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Like, he's standing in the middle and the boys are around him and they're buying into everything he's saying, and that's what we need. And I think he must be very similar to Madge in the way he thinks and deals, because you can see a lot of the boys feel that way to Madge and now also feel that way with Jimmy as well. So
we're going to go through the season preview tonight. This week. So first up, looking at the draws, let me know what you're thinking about the draw. Have you had a good look at the draw for this year?
I've gone through about the first 10 rounds. I've noticed most of them are Arvos, which is pretty cool.
Yep.
I think that's very rare. Like, you don't really see that many Arvo. Like, I guess we don't really get very many Arvo games, especially in the last 5-6 years.
Yeah.
It's always night games. So I guess that's an advantage, because you're not playing on a wet surface. Like, we all know what it's like in winter.
Yeah.
You go to Bankwest, you go to Leichhardt, you go to Campbelltown. It's wet.
Yeah. Look at the numbers right here. So we're literally half our games are on a Sunday this year. First 5 weeks, we're on one of them's a Monday, but it's a public holiday. So we literally have the last game of the round, the first five rounds, which is pretty good. So we have 5 Friday nights. One of them's a 6 p.m. I think we were 2 6 p.m., sorry. And then 6 Saturdays, 1 Monday, which is obviously... so really, we've got 13. The Monday, public holiday Monday, you kind of count as a Sunday arvo.
100%.
Really.
Especially on Easter.
Yeah. So in terms of who we're playing only once. So Broncos, which is a bit of a shame. You kind of want to play them twice these days.
100%.
Canberra we're going to do once. Canberra a bit of a bogey side for us. We're playing in Canberra round one. But
I think it would have been last year, maybe 2019, that game at Bankwest where it rained the whole time.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it was the end of 2019.
And they had that, I think BJ Lelua did that fluke soccer kick for,
We got pumped, man. I'm sitting in the corner watching Rapana run straight past me, dude. I was just like,
They always seem to like get fluke tries against us. It was so annoying. I'm glad it's good to have BJ Lelua not in them anymore, because he used to just carve us up. Roosters.
Hopefully he can do the same.
Another bogey team, the Roosters, who we never ever beat. We've only got them once this year, which is pretty good, which is our home game as well. But it's round two at Campbelltown.
Yeah, I find that weird.
Yeah.
We're playing 3 teams once.
There's 5. Okay. It's 5. I've got them right here. So Sharks, Storm, Titans. Are the other ones.
Sharks sucks. I don't think they're going to be that excellent this year.
But Storm once.
Storm, that's good.
That's handy.
We did Storm, I think, once in 2019 as well.
Yeah, that's in Melbourne, which is a shame. But and then Gold Coast Titans is one. I believe it's
Titans their is a home team. Game. Yeah, that's not a good team for us.
Yeah, I know. They're going to be better this year. So, and of course, so for those that don't know, Easter Monday is now at ANZ Stadium, not Bankwest Stadium, which is pretty good for mine. I reckon.
Hopefully
the crowds is back to 100%, because it could be 50,000-60,000.
Especially if we start playing good. Like, if we start that season off on fire, if we win 2 out of the first 3, rolling into the 4th, who knows? We could have 40,000-50,000 fans.
Absolutely.
There.
And the Easter show is back this year too. So the Easter show is on next door. So a lot of people go to the Easter show that day and then go to the footy after. But hopefully we've got 100% crowds, because I reckon, man, I'm pumped for that one. There's a few things better than beating the Eels. So in terms of the home grounds this year, so Leichhardt's got 3. So we've got round 5 against the Cowboys. That's a Sunday arvo.
That's going to be good.
Round 13 against the Panthers. It's a Friday night at Leichhardt. in the middle of winter kind of loses its appeal, and against the Panthers. But I mean, we've got a few ex-Panthers, so pretty interesting. There's no wonder the Channel 9 took that game.
Look, let's be 100% honest. Like, since Ivan left, every Panthers game's exciting to watch.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Hopefully we can wave him goodbye this time. But
I'll be waving him goodbye.
I saw firsthand how you get on the cans the stands.
I go all right.
Round 16 is the last Leichhardt game. Sunday, 4 p.m. How good is this against the Bunnies?
Yeah, see, like, that'll be a good game, but, man, I'm worried about the Bunnies this year. That is
okay. In terms of entertainment value.
Value. If we can start scoring points, if it's a high scoring round for both, that'll be killer. Otherwise, I'm just going to sit there in the stands and.
But if there's a chance of beating the Bunnies, who I think is premiership favourites this year,
that's where we're beating them.
Leichhardt Sunday, you can't ask for more. Nah. So, Campbelltown, we have three games as well. So they've got round two against the Chooks, Sunday, 4 p.m. Round 9, we have the Titans. It's 5:30 on a Saturday. And Campbelltown has the last game of the regular season against the Doggies. That's a Sunday arvo.
So I think that'll be a good game.
Well, if the Dogs and Tigers are in finals contention, that's a big if. But you never know. So
that's it. It's sort of like Sharks a couple of years ago. At Leichhardt came down to the last game.
Man, I had my whole family there. My whole family came... I got one cousin who's a Sharks fan. The rest of them are Tigers fans. So any one of us was going home.
I had that Sharks trumpeter behind me. I turned around and told him I was shoving up his ass if he doesn't stop blowing it. He stopped blowing it pretty quick. I was definitely on the tins that day.
Man, when Paul Gallen kicked that field goal. Man, let's positive vibes. 2021, positive vibes, Shane. Let's Bank West. So... we have round 7 against Manly there. That's a Sunday arvo, 1:45. Really weird time slot. It's only 2 p.m.
See, that's good, though, because I find every time at Bankwest, if you're there in that evening slot, dewy.
It's slippery. It's the slipperiest surface. Slippery as, yeah.
You sit next to you can sit next to the grass and you're getting wet. Like, you can just feel how damp it is there. Yeah. So, if it's a daytime one... fingers crossed it's a bit drier. Play some good footy.
Then we've got round 12, Bankwest against the Dragons on a Friday night. You should pencil that in. You never know if the Tigers, but...
Yeah, you should expect.
Yeah, we should... Dragons, everyone's talking about the wooden spooners for us this year. I can't see how the Dragons will win more games than us, but...
I don't even know how that came out. Like, that sort of surprises me, especially what we saw on the weekend. I guess everyone was sort of saying, oh, losing Benji Marshall, you're literally losing your attack. And I'll be honest, I thought the same.
Yeah.
Like, I know we had to do it. It had to be done. We can't live in the past. We can't live off the back of a 36, 37-year-old bloke. Like, it just can't happen. We needed to finally bring some stability in, let Brooks run the show, which on the weekend, I'll be honest, that's probably the best I've seen him play in years.
I'll pull you up. We're going to talk. We'll talk.
We'll talk that.
Yeah, later. We're going to talk that sort of stuff later on. We'll keep going with the games themselves. I'll unleash you when we talk player changes later. I have a run sheet, Shane. That I know my show doesn't sound like it's that organized, but. I'll keep that tiger in the cage.
I just get too excited.
Yeah, that's all right. Round 20, Bank West, we have the Warriors. It's a 6 p.m. Friday. Literally the worst. Like,
that is the worst slot.
Just go straight from work, I guess.
100%. I'll just get off early.
But the thing is, it's against the Warriors. It's going to be... I feel like it's not going to be... It's Bank West. Half the fan base, if you're lucky, don't like Bank West already. It's 6 p.m. Friday against the Warriors.
I don't get that dislike for Bankwest. Like, I understand it's Parramatta's ground. Like, that sucks. But at the same time, it's probably the best stadium to watch footy in Australia. Like, rugby league, it is the best to watch.
You're preaching in the converted chain. I know I cop a lot of flack for that opinion. But
I get it. Like, it's his home ground, but we're getting paid to play there. Like, We literally get paid a lot of money.
I know you've listened to my show a lot. You're kind of echoing my thoughts on it. I don't understand it either. I just wish people would give it a chance. Yes, it's next to Parramatta Leagues Club, but like we share ANZ Stadium with the Rabbitohs, and it's a good place. I get playing the Eels there. See, as a home game.
No, I'm stoked that got moved.
Yeah, that crosses it. So I think we've got a good balance this year. We're playing the Eels at home at Homebush. We're playing the Eels away at Bankwest. So I think fans can kind of weigh that up a little bit.
I'm pretty sure West Tigers really pushed hard for that swap because, really, why would they swap it?
Yeah. Credit to them. But
100%. Finally listening to us.
Yeah. And then our other home ground, because we've technically got five this year, because now we've got ANZ. Tamworth, round 23 against the Sharkies on a Saturday, 3 p.m. Arvo. Have you been to Tamworth before?
I haven't, but I'm going this year.
I went the first year when we lost on the buzzer to the Knights. But it's pretty cool. It's like...
Different vibe up there.
Yeah, it's just... The Leagues Club, literally, you walk out of Leagues Club onto the field, and it's just... Killer. We had grandstand seats. It's obviously a park, kind of ground vibes. People sitting on roofs and stuff. It's cool. It's very it's very cool. I recommend anyone to get out to Tamworth.
It's not that far of a drive, is it?
Four and a half, 5 hours. I think it's 4 or 5 hours. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's good for me. I drive every day, man.
It's I didn't mind it. Yeah, I carpooled with a couple of friends and.
I'll probably do the trip up, watch the game, and just drive straight back.
And you're going to do Canberra too. That's a 3-hour drive. So.
Yeah, well, I want to watch round one.
Yeah,
I want to watch that in the flesh. So,
speaking of round one, we're in Canberra. Talking about the away games, you're heading down.
Yep.
To Canberra, you're keen. You're on the freeway. If I didn't have a baby, 6-month-old baby at home, I'd probably join you. But I can't commit to a whole day. Footy anymore, but have you been to Canberra before? Have you seen
No, I haven't. I want to see the Viking clap live.
Yeah, you on the Cairns in the middle of a Viking clap. Come home safe.
It's going to be good fun. That's all right.
I went once. I went, I want to say 2012. We beat them 40-0. Curtis Sirenham was playing in the halves with Benji. That's how long ago it was.
I don't know if he'd be able to play halves anymore.
Yeah, it's at least it's not cold. I went, it was mid-season, and man, I don't deal well with the cold. I don't know what you're like, but round one, it might actually be fairly warm down there, being a Sunday arvo. So it's, I'm jealous. Well, I wish I could go to that.
I'll still be taking some winter gear.
Yeah, as soon as the sun goes down. Yeah. But still better than going there in June, July. Round three, so we're up the M1 in Newcastle on a Sunday arvo. It's my birthday.
I might do that one too because that's not very.
Have you done Newcastle before?
No, I haven't.
I've done it a few times. Obviously,
a good stadium.
Yeah. I've been went to the old stadium and the new one. Obviously, growing up in the Central Coast. Going to Newcastle a few times. It's pretty cool. It's pretty easy to drive from Sydney too because you just get off the freeway and it's kind of.
I'm surprised they don't do more games at Central Coast Stadium. They need to do more games there because that stadium is actually good.
Yeah,
good to watch footy
at. We do have one this year, so I'll get to that. Going chronological order, sticking to my run sheet. Shane, round six. So we have another game at ANZ Stadium. Rabbitohs away game on a Saturday, 5:30, which is pretty. It's good for me because I'm in walking distance at ANZ Stadium, so happy with that.
Have a watch some footy.
Yeah, they've got the locker room next door now. You ever been to the locker room across the road?
Yeah, so that's actually where we met with the Tigers sponsorship.
Yeah, right.
So we sat there and had a bit of a beer and.
Yeah, apparently I've only been downstairs, but up top on the roof it was the roof wasn't open that day, but apparently it's pretty good cool vibes up there. It'll be pretty cool pre-games this year. I'm just so pumped to go back to the footy. Hey, it's just.
Oh, I mean, after Sunday, because I obviously went last week as well, to Camden. Yeah, it's just exciting to have footy back.
Yeah.
Just sit there and watch the footy. I was just so stoked.
It's just, oh, man. I love cricket, but man, I was getting sick of it. But
I can't do cricket. I just do NBA during the summer, man.
Yeah. NBA, NFL, cricket is kind of how I get through the summer. But yeah, so round eight, we are down in Wollongong again. So obviously, last year was the first time we'd played there since, I don't have it in front of me, I want to say 2009. I was on my P plates when I drove down there. That's how long ago it is.
I went down there because I knew COVID was happening. So I had to go down.
I didn't go because of that.
Because I remember your wife was pregnant.
Yeah, my wife was pregnant, so she put a stop to it. I had tickets. I was literally getting ready to go down and couldn't go. But we got the win. We have a pretty good record there, the few games that we played there. It was a weird game. It was a weird vibe too. COVID was just hitting, so
everyone was sort of freaking out a bit.
Yeah. But hopefully, I want to head down for that one this year, round eight. So, round 10, Magic Round. So you're looking to head up to that too, aren't you?
Yeah, so I'm heading up to Magic Round, me and my business partner. So we'll go up there. We'll probably stay Friday night and probably Saturday night, fly back Sunday morning.
Yep. So we have the Knights, 6 p.m. Friday for that one. The worst time slot, literally.
I don't get it. That's like, if you've got that many football games, just run them all on Saturday. Like what? I sort of understand the Friday, but maybe just have it later. Like have it 7:30 start.
Yeah.
It's
a TV thing. The Friday 6 p.m. isn't for crowds. Friday 6 p.m., the idea behind it is tradies knock off work. They go to the pub. They've got something to watch.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. That's why they always give it to the Warriors. Because the Warriors, it's 7, it's 7 o'clock there. So it doesn't affect them that much. So I get it. It's good from a TV perspective. I like coming home from work and the footy's already started.
I'm watching some TV, yeah.
Yeah, throw the footy down,
on the couch and have a watch.
But when it's your team, it kind of sucks. But from there, we're going literally to Auckland the following weekend. So from the following Friday, we're in Auckland. You're going to think about flying across the ditch?
Nah, I don't think I'll be doing that.
I need to tick that off. I want to do it one day.
That far. Like, really, it's a couple hour flight. I've been to New Zealand about 3 or 4 times now.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, I haven't been to North Island. I've only done the South Island, but I'd love to do a Warriors. Because I've seen the Tigers play, I mentioned before, Brisbane, New Zealand, and the new Cowboys Stadium are the only grounds that I haven't seen them play. So I saw them in the old Cowboys Stadium. So I want to tick them both off, but not this year with, again, dad duties. So our next road game after that is Melbourne. That's a Saturday night, 7:30. You're going to road trip to Melbourne? What do you reckon?
Saturday night, 7:30. I'll see. I might fly down.
Yeah.
I want to go to as many games as I can. Like last year, I was lucky enough to have a few mates who had a corporate box at Bankwest. So I watched a few games last year.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough to go there. You can hear me on the TV if you go back through some of those games, especially when we smashed the Bulldogs.
Yeah, who was king for goal? Mbai, wasn't it?
Mbai was king for goal, and I was screaming at him. Lolly legs.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure plenty of listeners will remember.
So that was me. I was on the tins. They weren't like Bulldogs weren't scoring. I was like, well, I got to yell at someone.
Yeah, yeah.
So every other time I yelled, I didn't even kick the goal. That was the only one he missed, I think, that day. So I think I was yelling a bit too hard on that one.
Yeah. there's a common theme here, Shane. Three rounds later, we're in Suncorp for the Broncos. So we played Suncorp twice. I mean, we have a good record recent years in Suncorp. So it's a Sunday arvo. Brisbane, not a Friday night.
That'll pack out.
Yeah. That'd be cool to go to as well.
Any of the Arvo games, I love it.
Yeah, but like Broncos not on a Friday night, like crazy. Yeah. Like who'd have thought? The previous weekend before that one's a bye, so it's a 2 week break. So from Brisbane we go to my place of birth, as I mentioned before, Gosford for Manly Saturday 5 p.m. So
I'll definitely be doing that.
Get on the skooies at Central Coast Leagues across the road.
100%.
Head over.
Well, my missus' family's from up there, so I'll be staying at Terrigal. So
my hometown. Go to the Beery, the Crown Plaza. That's one I'm definitely looking forward to. Try and get plenty of family members along to that one.
Yeah, I'll try to get the in-laws up. Hopefully not with a Roosters jersey. I'll see if I can con them into wearing a Tigers jersey.
Manly, hi Manly there.
They're Roosters supporters, so that's the only worry. Yeah, no, it's hard work.
They actually go to games and they're Roosters fans.
Nah.
Okay.
Nah. I was going to say that. Central Coast.
There's a lot of Chooks fans. I know a lot of Roosters fans up the coast.
I wouldn't be travelling down to East Sydney to go watch Roosters play footy.
Yeah. The proof is in the pudding that Roosters 100%. Fans don't exist.
Look at their membership.
Yeah. we're just jealous of their premierships, just quietly. But
And their thieving ways.
Yeah, but in terms of the footy, though, having playing at Gosford against Manly instead of Brookvale, that's a win, man. That's a win.
100%.
Yeah.
That's really good because, man, it's funny. There's Tigers supporters everywhere.
Central Coast, there's heaps, hey?
Yeah, I always see stickers. I always see jerseys. Like, pretty much everywhere I go, I see Tigers supporters.
Yeah.
Like, I travel Sydney, all across Sydney, literally every day.
Yeah.
And almost everywhere I go, whether it's the centre of Belmore today,
yeah,
I like walking down the street in a Tigers jersey.
Yeah, like, but we're definitely spread out across Sydney. It's like everyone says we've got a, like, they hark back to the previous clubs, the pre-merge clubs, and say our fans are here and here and there. They're everywhere. They're literally everywhere. There's heaps in Queensland. You go to I've been to a couple of Titans away games. We pack like half a grandstand of Tigers fans on the Gold Coast. Yeah. Like, we're Tigers fans are everywhere. People don't realise, our membership's not as high, and I think that's because the team's not doing well. If the team was doing well, we'd have as many.
100%.
Like, we'd be out there with the Rabbitohs.
I'll be honest, if we start, like, this year, I think we're seeing the change on the, like, with the team.
Yeah.
We're seeing the culture shift as soon as we start seeing the wins. Like, I'll be honest, in 2-3 years, it wouldn't surprise me if there's 30,000 plus members.
I hope so. Really. I hope people put their money, like,
you've got to support the club. Like,
yeah.
I understand it's frustrating, but.
Yeah. It's a two-way street, isn't it, really? Like, people don't understand financially supporting the club helps going towards building better facilities, which they're doing now. You are helping the club by getting a membership.
Even
so.
Just going to games.
Yeah.
Just yelling. Like, we have the quietest supporter base sometimes, and it's just, like, I'll go to games and I'll be screaming and I look around and, like, everyone's looking at me like I'm the weird one.
Because
I'm yelling and I'm...
Well, like you said, the Sharks, you've got the trumpet guy. The Dragons have 6,000 signs. Like, they're
like, we've
really
got the
passionate.
Fanatic guys.
Yeah.
They bash on the drums and that every now and again.
Yeah.
Like,
the Chooks have got the drum guy. They got to do the East thing. Yeah. The Tigers fans.
You just need to get loud. That's it. Yeah. Just get loud. Just have a yell.
And
clap.
I don't know what it is. Is it the merge, the whole merge arguments or something?
But, like, the merge doesn't matter. Like,
it does to a lot of people. To you and I, like, we grew up in the 90s. So, well, late 90s. So, we don't...
I understand, but, like, I'll be 100% honest here. Like, without the merge, both clubs wouldn't be here right now.
Yeah.
There'll be no Tigers.
Yeah.
No Balmain.
And if there were, there'd be no
West Magpies.
We would have come last every year because we would have had no money.
Well,
so
it's the same as the West Magpies.
Yeah.
They were both failing teams. They don't merge a super strong team with a weak team. It's just not how it works.
Yeah.
And this is what people need to understand, that there were two failing teams, money-wise.
Yeah.
And coming together, that saved both of us.
And it's a perfect marriage. So
we are the same. Like, otherwise, we could be Balmain and the Bulldogs.
Yeah, or Para. We're going to merge with Para. Imagine we merged with Para.
Yuck, man.
It would have just been like no one thinks about the Steelers anymore. Everyone just considers St. George Illawarra
100%
to be the Dragons. The Steelers are pretty much wiped out. But
well, look at Manly as well.
Well, they kicked of course, the Bears. The Bears went out in their ass.
They just,
So
they all tried to join, but then they just shit-canned them. But we're literally the only merged club that really still...
Yeah, we won a premiership in 6 years.
Clubs. And, like, this, I reckon this year's jerseys are the perfect representation of both sides.
Yeah.
Like, we literally have a black Magpies jersey.
Yeah.
and an orange Tigers jersey. Mm. That's killer.
And you and I are both Balmain background, but we love the black jerseys.
Like the black jersey looks wild.
Yeah, the white jerseys. It's not a West thing. The white jerseys look crap. They're just white in general.
White doesn't look good.
Yeah, white's just so white's boring. Yeah, but like if it's a black jersey with a little bit of orange, it still looks
man, like killer. As you say, I can't believe. Like, I remember when those new jerseys first came out, and I'm looking at them, man, like. I'll be honest, these are my favourite jerseys in like the last, I'd say probably 10 years.
Yeah.
I love them.
I was a bit on the fence, and then when we saw the orange ones run out, out on the weekend.
When that sun hit it.
Yeah, they just glisten in the sun. The look good.
The way they did the numbers on the back, where they've got the halo on the inside, that makes the number looks like it glows out. Yeah, like, I loved it.
It looked really good. On computer, my phone screen, computer screen, when I saw them, I thought, yeah, they look pretty good, special. But when you see them in the flesh,
it looks weird because of the way they had like the white background and then just had like a jersey slap. Yeah.
But when you see the guys wearing them, they look sick. So
that's it.
You mentioned we were in Belmore. You say today?
Yeah, I was in Belmore today.
So we're there round 21. Actually, add that. Yeah. I've not been to a game at Belmore before. So add that to the list.
I was actually thinking about that one because I saw that when I was flicking through actually today. I was flicking through and I saw we had one game at Belmore
Sports Sunday Arvo too.
Like, oh, that's pretty killer. Like I'll probably head out to that.
Yeah, Sunday afternoon, 2 PM. We'll head. I'll tag along to that one. I need someone big and strong like you to protect me from Bulldogs fans on the hill at Belmore, because I probably won't get out. My 5'8" figure is probably not getting out alive, especially if we flog the doggies in that one. They don't take losses very well.
They don't take losses well at all. Or when they win, they've won the grand final.
it's
one of two ways.
I've grown. It's funny how my hatred for Parramatta has grown recent years, and hatred for the Dogs is lowered. But I think it's just because they're doing well. When they do well, you hear from them more. Whereas Parramatta fans were silent. They're the biggest bandwagoners in the league.
Oh, 100%.
Biggest sooks in the league as well. And now they're doing good.
They're the first ones to bite.
Yeah.
And have a bit of a dig, but as soon as they get pumped. They're the first ones to
put the jersey in the cupboard.
Just kick it back into the cupboard and let it catch some dust. Let the moths eat it.
So the following week after that, so we have Townsville Saturday 5 PM. I'd love to see that new stadium.
Looks
up
good,
there.
Especially like when I watch the All Stars.
Yeah, man, going to the footy in the middle of winter in your shorts and thongs. It's so I highly recommend. I've done it twice. Seen the Tigers play up there. It's so cool.
I wish we could do it here.
Yeah. I'll give Queensland. They do have very good weather. It's just it's a shame. You move to Queensland, you've got to live with Queenslanders. So.
Yeah. It's about the only good thing about
I'll cop out.
That and the fishing. The fishing's good.
Well, you're plenty of fishing up there. So our final road game of the year is Panthers, our old rival in Penrith, Sunday Arvo, 4 PM. That's probably going to be...
That's going to be a good one.
If we're in finals contention, I can see that being a sellout.
Well, especially with a couple of the Tigers boys now coming over.
Yeah. Like, have you been the Rift before for a game?
Yeah. I've been a couple of times. We went to the trials last year as well.
Okay.
So we watched that, and then obviously it all got canned, so...
My wife refuses to go back there. We had a brawl in front of us on the hill. It was that game when Jordan Rankin was playing fullback and he had a shocker. Do you remember that?
Oh, that was years ago.
Yeah, I'm talking about four or five years ago, I think. We had a brawl in front of us and she just refuses to go back to
the old Riff.
To Penrith. So, I'll come along with you to that one because I'm definitely not convincing the wife to go back out there. We'll go to Aquagolf before it.
Yeah, I'll just get my tins.
Yeah.
Bit of liquid courage.
So what's your thoughts on the draw? I think I reckon we've done pretty well this year.
I'd say the first five are pretty hard.
Yeah.
They're going to be testing. And I think through the middle, that's when we're playing Storm, aren't we? I think it's around like 12 onwards. I think there's a small patch in there that's pretty bad. But our run out the back, other than Penrith, is pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, you've got to beat the better teams to be worth it. But the fact that we play the Roosters once, Storm once, it's...
It helps.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good.
Rabbitohs are going to hurt.
Avoiding Brookvale. And in terms of being a fan, there's plenty to like in terms of attending
games as well. We finally got a good draw. We had a pretty... I think we had a really good draw last year before COVID. And then when they came back in, sort of just stitched us up a bit. Just gave us all the dud games.
Yeah.
Dud times. Like, it was weird. They obviously didn't care. Like,
yeah, the crowds... The crowds aren't usually on the front of NRL, in front of their minds, the best of times, let alone post-COVID. But, righto, so getting into some off-season changes now. We've kind of skipped ahead already, but the new jerseys. So ISC is no longer doing NRL jerseys. We've switched to Steedon. Yeah, so as you said, we've got an orange with a bit of black, with a black V, and then we've got a black with a bit of orange in the V, and apparently an Indigenous jersey has been locked in. It will be
Did you see that? That one that fella made?
Yeah, the one online. That looked fantastic. That looked awesome.
Man, I really liked it.
I saw Dan from West Tigers reply, and he said, look, they do their jerseys. The jerseys were done 6 months ago. So
like it would have been, yeah, something yeah, like
they're,
that.
They're locked in, so maybe, I don't know, maybe something next year. But it looks...
They should hit him up.
Yeah,
they should all hit him up the jerseys because like that was good.
It's funny how some people with the Photoshop they can come up with some things, especially NBA too. Some people do NBA jerseys that you think
you sort of wish they listened.
Yeah, it's the hashtag. So everyone, I was sick of everyone the Our Jungle last year. The joke when it was put up at Bank West, thinking. It was just annoying that people kind of took it literally. So it's Show Your Stripes this year. So if you're talking about anything West Tigers on the socials, hashtag Show Your Stripes is the official one now. And just a small change in membership. So we're talking about a lot of fans in Queensland. There's a north of the border membership that's been launched. So $110, you get a Magic Round ticket, Broncos game ticket, and then all the membership pack stuff like a hat, lanyard, stickered, that's scarf.
$110 for the year.
Two games. Magic round sort
of stuff, and Magic round's wild, man. Like Magic round's expensive anyway.
Yeah, so it's all our fans up north of the Tweed get on that. Righto, players. This is where really gonna use your. We'll go losses or gains first. What do you want to do first? Do you reckon? We'll go losses.
Losses first.
Right, it's in alphabetical order. Josh Allier, what's your thoughts on that?
Look, I liked Josh. Like, I got one of my good mates. He's still really good mates with him. My mate's a diehard Tigers supporter, so he was a bit gutted.
Yeah.
But he still speaks to him almost every day. And look, there's no bad blood against him and the boys. Obviously, there is with us.
Yeah.
Like, the way it got handled, I didn't like. But at the end of the day, I believe that we were stronger for letting him go.
Mm.
You got a front row forward who has blown his knee out.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong, he looked good in the trial. Like, we all saw how he played.
Yeah, he's a good player, yeah.
But I do believe we have now had stronger acquisitions because of that loss. So.
Yeah. Yeah, he... It's a shame that injury, he was looking pretty good, but it's probably also smart that the Tigers didn't throw stupid money like we're prone to do at him. Like you said, he's a bit 100%. Of a risk. James Tarmel, pretty good replacement for 350K, and Joffa.
Well, just watching how them two play as forwards is a whole different level. So Josh just grabbed the ball, ran really fast, dead forward. Wherever he got that ball... Dead forward, that's all he's going.
Yeah.
What I noticed with Tamo and Joffa, they were sort of, it's almost like they were talking to the halves and almost saying, like, where do you want this play set up?
Mm.
You could see they were moving around the park. They weren't just grabbing the ball, running forward.
Yeah.
They would run and cut across field into a certain area so then we can play to a short side. And that's sort of what I noticed. It's, I don't know, like, I don't know if everyone else noticed that. But
yeah, no, it's, I didn't notice that on the weekend. That's a good point. Kane Bradley has gone to North Queensland Cowboys. Obviously, he never played first grade. Ollie Clark has been released. I thought he showed some good signs
I personally
last
like
year.
him. I like Ollie Clark.
Yeah, I thought he was good for a bit of depth, but he got released. Matt Eisenhuth, of course, has gone to the Panthers, where the standards are a lot higher. So he says,
That's it. I love Dewey's reply on that one.
what did he say?
I think it was like standard day or something
Yeah, that's right.
silly.
His
Something
reply,
silly like that. I
Harry Grant's obviously gone back to the Storm. Let's not cry too much over that one. It was, he was never ours to
It was
begin
never
with.
ours. We had him on loan.
Yeah, but who knows? One day maybe. But Robert Jennings back to the Panthers. He,
To me, that's no loss at all.
yeah, he was a bit disappointing. Up.
I expected more. Like,
Yeah.
really. Last year just didn't want to compete for a ball at all. Like,
Yeah, it's
he
just
didn't want to jump off the ground. Like,
compared to what he was like at South, it's
yeah,
just,
I couldn't believe it. Going from like best winger in the comp, pretty
yeah,
much, like, to what happened. I was like, he
insane.
wasn't competing for balls. He wasn't trying to. It was weird. I don't
And
know.
then you got an offer on the other weekend, or the other wing, just
Just tearing.
just
Tearing up.
playing his life out. So,
The outside.
Chrissy Lawrence obviously retired, which was sad, but obviously you
He'll
could
be missed
tell.
just for the nostalgia
Yeah.
sort of
But you could
feel.
tell his body was,
Yeah, like talking to him on the weekend, man, like after that facial injury, like I met him a few years ago. And like, yeah, after that facial injury, like it's.
Yeah. Man, what it, like.
I couldn't believe it. Ben Madaleno must have a head like a cinder block if
Yeah.
he's doing that damage
That's
without
it.
doing any
But just
damage to
injuries in general,
himself.
injuries and like, remember how just him in the centers, he was this close to playing Origin,
Yeah, really, he
before
shrug
that
off.
hip injury. He
And then
was,
hip injury.
man, it's a one of those
And hips are the
what could
worst
have
because
been.
you can never come back fully.
Yeah,
Like,
I mean, had a good career, but he deserved to play more finals footy.
100%.
Yeah, of course, he was part of 2010, 11. Those good runs. And speaking of which, Benji Marshall, of course, has gone to the Rabbitohs. I am of the belief with Benji that I want to see the future, not the past. I wasn't keen. What I want to see from this year is I want to see the improvements. Let's be honest, we're probably not win the grand final this year.
I agree with that, yeah.
Making the top eight would be a party for us. I want to see improvement, and
Look,
I want to
even
see
if
the
we
future.
don't, that's it. Even if we don't make the top eight, we need to let these young boys get a feel
Yeah.
for playing together. Because we've got, you got to think, Dwayne, he's 22.
Yeah.
Like, people don't realize how young he is. Like, he's
Yeah.
22 years old.
He looks
Like,
the
22.
Lebanese background, they grow a lot quicker.
100%.
They're
Like,
shaving when they're 11, so yeah,
and.
they age quickly.
The way, yeah, like we've got to let these young fellas have a go. And look, I believe it was probably the right thing to do. I hope Benji has a killer season. Like, I love watching him play footy,
Yeah.
but I think it was just time.
Yeah, he's probably my favorite all-time rugby league player ever. Like what he did
Oh
for the
yeah.
club. But just having a Benji farewell tour again for a year, yeah, I want to move forward. So I get why people, nostalgia wise, are upset. They offered him, the thing is, everyone's bagging at the club. They offered him a job off the field, but he's gone to
Yeah.
his manager and said he's pissed off at the club and he wanted to go
See,
elsewhere.
I found
So.
that whole thing odd too, because as if he didn't get told, as if he's like, it got
Yeah.
spread from the newspaper. That's just like, how does that happen?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just so confused.
Yeah. I mean, a few people who, because a few people, there were like things leaked about Madge and that sort of stuff to the media. A few people speculating
It was.
Benji might have.
Well, I think we were talking about that. Like,
Yeah.
you got to think, he's part of the media. He works for Fox Sports.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying he did it,
Yeah.
but at the same time, since he's gone, we haven't really heard anything.
Yeah.
There hasn't been those little stabs at
And
sort of
the
calming up.
culture's,
Culture's
yeah.
completely
I
different.
don't want to speak ill of such a legend, but
You never
yeah, I
know.
want to move
You
forward.
never know. That's it.
I'll forever love him, and worship him,
He
but
changed the game.
yeah.
It's that simple.
Sam McIntyre with the Titans.
Man,
He was a good player, wasn't
I was
he?
pretty gutted about that, to be
Yeah, me
honest.
too.
I was actually like, man, like the funny thing is, I'd message him on Instagram, just like talking, and like he would have a conversation. Like, he was always willing to talk. He was always willing to have a chat.
Yeah.
Just a genuine, nice dude. And man, he played some good footy too.
Yeah.
Like, him as depth for our back row, who knows, like, he could become a superstar.
Mm.
He's young, and he was good.
Mm.
But just the depth in the back row, like, we're sort of lacking a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, we've probably got 5-6 players that, like, we've got that Kelma Tuolagi, who's, he's come in.
A lot of raw depth, but, yeah.
And he's 22.
Yeah.
So we've got a lot of young fellas, we've got Tuki, like, all those fellas that have come in that sort of,
Yeah.
So it's a loss, but we've sort of recovered.
Yep. Chris McQueen, any thoughts on that? Pretty disappointing.
Yeah, disappointing. I like him. Mm. I like the way he plays footy, but after his neck injury, it's NRL's too hard.
Yeah.
He's killing it. Like, I watch his games in Super League and he's killing it.
Really? He's playing good. Good on him. Good. He's a nice guy.
It's suited for him.
Yeah. A bit softer, yeah. It's Paul Movarovsky. He's gone to the Panthers. Obviously, was traded for Dane Laurie.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that going down. I love Momo, but man, I think everyone that maybe was mad about that when they saw Dane Laurie playing on the weekend, mad.
They're the same people who were pretty much saying, "Oh, why are we throwing everything towards Harry Grant?" They're exactly the same people. Oh, why would we trade Momorossi for Grant? They were exactly those same people, and like, I'm looking online and I'm just like, we're getting a fullback, which we do not have.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have a fullback.
And we haven't had one
since. And by Trident.
Yeah.
Dwayne Trident. They were good, but we need great.
Yeah.
Like, we deserve elite. We deserve great.
Yeah. You get nowhere without an elite fullback in the NRL these days.
Not these days. Everyone has one.
Yeah. Every good team does.
I was going to say, except Broncos.
Yeah, every team towards the top of the table. Joshy Reynolds, obviously gone to Hull FC. Shame that didn't work out. Obviously, it was on way too much money, but a good for both parties, I think.
I think that was good, yeah. Like, again, he'll kill it over there. It's a style of footy he likes playing. It's a bit rougher. Not really defensive focused, more attack. Yeah. It's just more all attack, so sort of suits his play.
And Dylan Smith was released. Obviously, he didn't play much. Didn't play any first grade, I believe, Dylan Smith. And Elijah Taylor has gone to Salford. Again, I think he'll do pretty well over in that.
Well, I'll be honest, like, there was times last year where we saw him kill it.
Yeah.
Like, let's be honest, there was times where, like, I'd message you and be like, man, did you say that? Like, this is old Elijah Taylor. Like, he's killing it.
And he literally bleed for the team. That's every it. Week in, week out.
He'd run in there head first every single tackle.
Yeah.
And it's a shame it didn't work. Work out at the end. Like, it was sort of, everyone was sort of like, why is he on? Like, I think it's just a lot of our supporters were just sort of fed up with media recruiting.
Yeah. But lovely guy too. Good, like, you won't meet a nicer guy than Elijah 100%. Taylor as well. Okay, so Gaines. So William Kay, any thoughts on him?
I watched him at the trial. I'm pretty sure he's playing centre. He came on. He was playing also for the Magpies in the first game.
Yeah, I only caught the back end of that one.
Yeah, a bit of a beast. Like, he's a very strong boy.
Yeah. Dane Laurie, of course, we've already touched on. Elite fullback. Great signing.
And, like, watching him on the weekend, just his positional play. Like, he just knows where to be at the right time.
Yeah.
Like, running through just to catch those passes, to catch those little flicks from Luch. Like, that's the sort of stuff that we don't have.
Mm.
That we now do.
Yeah.
I'm really
I'm looking forward to the next 3 years having him at fullback. Joe Offengally, thoughts on Joffa. Good signing.
We need an enforcer.
Yeah.
Packer has obviously sort of shown that he can't help himself sometimes, I would say.
Yeah.
And gets himself in a bit too much trouble. Joffa has been known to get himself in trouble.
Mm.
But again, how he played on the weekend was, I really liked what I saw.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the team just seemed a bit more grunt, a bit more toughness about them. It's just bigger. Like, we always just seem so small. Bigger. We seem like we're the big boys now.
Everyone rips on our forward pack, and it's just like, literally, we have one of, like, I think on size or weight,
Yeah.
We're like ranked third or fourth in the heaviest pack, which is, that's pretty
Mads
cool.
Mads likes his big boys, so yeah, good signs. Jimmy Roberts, he looked pretty good.
I'm excited. And just from, like, I saw him the end of last year, so there was a lunch that the Tigers put on, pretty much just thanking sponsors for, obviously, 2020. And then also sign, like, thanking sponsors for signing on for 2021. Like, after COVID, you sort of don't really know what's happening. Roberts walked out. That was probably one of the first times he would have trained with the boys. I think he was training a couple of times a week. Like, there's a couple of days a week he would only train. I mean, as soon as I saw him, I was just like, dude, he's looking fit. Like,
yeah.
He was looking solid.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen him like that in ages. Like, he looked happy.
Yeah.
Like, he was walking out and he was, like, joking with the boys. Like, he was one of the boys.
Did you see on the news tonight? He's living, Knopf is living with him at the moment.
Yeah.
Just to make sure
he's
all good. So, again, massive culture shift. And
well, he was living with Joffa for a bit too.
Yeah, right, when he came down.
Joffa, yeah, we came down and then they put them to as roommates and they were just sort of hanging out all the time. And Knopf was always there.
It's you can kind of tell just from the trial on the weekend, you kind of expected them to be out of sync, but they seemed pretty good. I know we were playing pretty rubbish opposition.
Well, it just shows their lack of depth, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
that's the way I was looking at it. Everyone kept saying, oh, Tigers were playing a reserve grade team. It's like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Like, that isn't a reserve grade team. That is, if anyone gets injuries, that's the team they have to feed.
Which happened to Manly last year. That kind of got shown last year, didn't it?
Torn blue hammies.
Yeah.
One blew it, racing a kid down the street and lost.
Yeah. No, it was in the bathroom. It was in the bathroom.
You lost sleep, sorry.
Jimmy Tom. Tuki Simpkins. You're a
massive
big Tuki fan, aren't you?
Massive fan. Offloads. I think he needs to get his legs driving a bit more when he gets into the tackle. I think we saw it a couple of times on the weekend where he got dragged back quite a bit, but there was also four dudes on him.
And he's also 19 years old.
But if he can get his legs pushing, I don't think anyone's really going to stop him. Like, the dude's strong.
He's still growing. He's still growing.
And like, you get your strongest like mid-20s to like 30s. That's when you get your strongest.
And we've got him for 3 years. So yeah, by next year or the year after, he's going to be...
Offloads.
He's going to be a gun.
From rugby.
Jimmy Tarmel.
I'll be honest, probably our best signing.
Oh, it's a big call. I mean,
For this year.
Not wrong, but...
For this year.
We've got some good signings.
I think it's our biggest signing and our best signing. Pretty much because we have a captain now. Like, that's the biggest thing. We literally have a captain who got his team, a very young, raw team, to the finals last year.
Hmm.
What do we have? We have a very young, raw team.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got some experience in there. But a lot of the young boys coming in and going to be sitting on the bench, they're all young.
Yeah.
And having that sort of leadership and really, like, even speaking to him on Monday, like, he's just so sure of what we have.
Yeah.
And, like, he's 1,000% a Tiger now.
Yeah.
There's no thoughts of, oh, I probably shouldn't have come here.
Yeah, right.
Nothing. You can tell, like, that's it, he's Tiger.
Which is a nice change of...
that's it.
Change of story to the likes of Ryan Madison, Josh Elliott, like, guys kicking us on the way
trying
out.
Trying to get out, that's it.
I'm very happy. And like I said earlier, 350K a year for a former test.
Who's arguably playing at almost his best, really his best stats.
Yeah.
Last year, I'm pretty sure, was his best stats he's ever played.
Right.
Meters, I think it was meters per minute, were like the highest he's ever done.
Which makes you wonder why Panthers let him go so cheap. But they're trying to hold on to all their young stars.
They're trying to bring all the young ones in. And like, you got Stephen Crichton, who's on like 750K and played like a season.
Yeah.
Like,
hopefully Ivan's...
They'll crumble. Because Ivan's doing the same shit he did with us. Don't get me wrong. He's signing better players.
Yeah.
And they're not old has-beens, but he's putting mega bucks into young guys.
Mm.
The problem is, it'll be exactly like what happened with Broncos last year.
Yeah.
You lose your leadership, and obviously they had a shit coach as well.
Yeah.
But you lose your leadership and you crumble.
Yeah.
There's no structure.
I feel like Panthers, if they don't win it this year, their shot's kind of gone. I feel like their window's going to close.
Yeah,
because if you got so much cash tied in a few guys,
yeah, I'd give them 2 years.
Yeah,
probably the next two. But 100%, if they don't get to grand final this year, yeah, I think that will shock them.
Yeah,
like it will stop them from.
Yeah, they're putting a lot of faith in some young kids, but it could work out for them. Who knows? But speaking of young kids, Stefano Utoikamano.
Love him.
I love him already. I'm so keen for this kid.
Man, like, just looks so hard to tackle.
Yeah. And
the funny thing is, he doesn't look like the biggest guy out there.
Mm.
But man, like, he's got a step on him as well.
Yeah.
He can move. And he's not just, and like, he was passing, doing little short passes, offloads. Like,
yeah.
That was the killer last year. We didn't offload.
Yeah.
We're getting all these guys in who are banging offloads left, right, and centre.
Yeah.
It's almost like Madge has literally turned around and gone, there's a license to offload.
Yeah.
Now get it done, because this is, we need that second phase play to pull out the back.
I said that to you, yeah, on the weekend, the license to offload was there, and whereas last year was just bland,
we nothing hold on happening. To it, yeah. And we drop to the ground.
Yeah.
No hands and knees, nothing. No elbows and knees. It's like we fall to the ground and wiggle around a bit.
I can see Luch just having a ton of offloads.
Yeah, Luch is... Luch will be the best player, I believe.
That's I'm with you there. So just a couple of re-signings. Sean Blore, we've got to 2023.
That's excellent.
Luke Garner, we've got until the end of next year. Alex Seifarth for just this year. Tommy Talau and Alex Twol to the end of next year. Happy with all those?
Yeah, I'm surprised Garner wasn't moved on. I like him.
Yeah.
Defence was pretty rubbish last year, but he looked a bit heavier on the weekend.
Yeah.
And that goal line defence was a weakness and...
Looks pretty good.
Yeah, he held it together and tackled what he needed to tackle, stopped anything coming through, so...
So the guys off contract this year, Michael Cheekham, Zach Sini, William Kay, Jacob Little, Jock Madden... Madden's re-signed for another year since I wrote this. Thomas McKaylee, Russell Packer, Alex Seifarth, Kelmar Tuilagi, and Billy Walters. So, of those, who do you think? I'll start with Thomas McKaylee. You and I were talking before. I rate him, but he's been disappointing. He's got a lot of errors in his game. Yeah.
There was all that talk. When they had the interviews with some of the boys, and like, who's the hardest guy to tackle? Oh, Thomas McKaylee and Russell Packer. And I was just like, what? Like, every game we watch, Twile's harder to tackle.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sitting there just kind of like, man, why aren't we seeing this?
Yeah.
And, like, I'll be honest, he had a good hit out on the weekend. It looked like he had a bit more speed. I think he might have been carrying a knee injury last year, because he did seem to have strapping on his knee.
Yeah.
Every now and again.
So that could be it.
Up onto his thigh. But I getting named, I know the numbers didn't really matter on the weekend, but getting named 25th, like that's sort of a bit, like I was like, oh, okay. Like,
yeah.
You know, you don't name one of your top 17 25th.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what's going on there, but...
It took a while for him to get on.
Yeah, he came on, I'm pretty sure, second half.
Yeah. Jacob Little. I'm a big fan of Jacob Little. I think if he can stay healthy... He'll get a new contract. Like, that's what it's down to. If he can stay in the park, I think he's good enough that he's going to get...
Last weekend at Camden, I thought Simkin played better... than Little.
Yeah.
No chance, like on Sunday.
Yeah.
Man, Little killed.
Yeah, Lids. His defense. You and I looked at each other and like, who made that tackle? Oh, Lids. Who made that tackle? Yeah, he was tackling his little heart out.
Everyone was saying, like, I was reading on some pages, oh, Little's defense is always woeful. And I was like, dude, he was tackling everything.
Yeah, like.
But it's the same as Brooksy. Brooksy was in every tackle. Brooksy. Stop, dude. You're a halfback. Chill out.
His defense is underrated as well, yeah.
Oh, he's nuts.
Zach Sini, he's one You're a big Zach Sini fan.
Yeah, I love him. Nice bloke. But man, he runs so hard.
Angry Ranger.
And people just don't... People need to watch him. Like, just watch him. Look for where he's playing. You'll see the strawberry blonde mullet. But trust me, watch him play some footy, because you'll be shocked. Even go back. We got the trial game for free on West Tigers' website. Go back, watch the one from Camden and watch his runs.
Yeah.
He hits and he keeps running.
Yeah.
He was always making post-contact meters.
Yeah, I know a couple of guys that saw him in the juniors, and they reckon in the juniors he was an absolute, in the league, he was an absolute gun over at Penrith, so...
Oh man, I wouldn't be surprised this year if we see him play some first grade time.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm keen, there's a lot of young guys and I'm keen to, you wouldn't pick him first, but if injury does happen,
a bit of excitement,
but... obviously, another re-signing I didn't mention, or two of them actually, Nofa, extra 3 years.
That's excellent. Love it.
Yeah, hopefully he's a Tiger for life. That'll pretty much get him to the... He probably got another couple of years, maybe at the end of that. If he stays injury-free, Zane Musgrove got an extra couple of years. I highly rate him. If he can keep off the field. Keep out of trouble and...
Well, that's it. Like, that little thing that happened at... Was it Coogee? Coogee Bay?
Yeah.
Man, that was a joke anyway. Like, obviously, the Tigers have to announce it, but it's almost like, really? That's why he got arrested? Like,
yeah.
That's ridiculous, because he asked why he's getting arrested. Like, why are we getting moved on? Oh, cool, jump in and thing. Like, yeah, he's a big boy. And he probably looks sketchy.
Footy players get I'm sure a lot of them are idiots as well, but I'm sure they get targeted. They get hassled. Yeah.
You'd know who they are. Like, imagine if you're, what is he? He's like 6'4", 6'5".
Yeah.
Like, almost push 120 kilo. Like, man, I was 6 foot, and at one point when I was weightlifting, I was 115, 120 kilos.
Yeah.
And everyone wants to fight you.
Yeah, right.
Everyone.
Can't relate, sorry.
I reckon I could knock him out. Imagine a footy player. They already know he's got a lot of money.
Why is that? Why are idiots on the drink want to fight someone like...
To show they're the bigger man, but...
So it's like an alpha male sort of thing? Okay.
I don't know.
It's never crossed my mind.
I don't notice it, but like... When I moved back to Sydney, obviously like I was still fairly big.
Yeah.
And not a thing. I was only in South Australia when I was living there for a few years.
Well, that's not a real place. Let's not worry about Adelaide. Righto, you're not much of a punter, are you? You're not a big betting man like me. I'm sure you'll have an opinion on these are the odds for premiership. Wooden spoon, that sort of thing. So Sportsbet got a $67 for the premiership. Dead last. We're the highest paying, they got the Dragons above us, but to make the top eight, so top four, $11, to make the top eight, $3.50. Now, we're actually shorter than the Broncos, Dogs, and Dragons to make the eight, so they obviously think we're absolutely no chance of winning the comp. But we're more of a chance to scrape into the eight. Whereas the Broncos, Dogs, Dragons, mate. Yeah. Wooden Spoon, $6. We're fourth. So those three clubs are shorter for the spoon than us as well. So for whatever reason, we're last for the comp, but we're not last.
We're not
first for the spoon. So Ned's, who of course sponsor the Tigers, we're only $34. For the premiership, fourth last. Those three clubs are below us. $8 for the top four.
That sounds right.
They obviously got a bit more faith. Top eight, $3.50. Spoon, $6 as well. And then at the tab, $41 for the premiership. $10 for top four. $3.50 again for the eight. So top eight's $3.50. $6 for spoon as well. So do you reckon they're fair? You're not a betting man, but $3.50 to make the top eight.
That sounds pretty fair. Like, look, I think we can do it, but I have to see literally these first few, and we usually die at the end of the season. If we're going to play full 80, we're killer.
Yeah, and injuries as well.
That's it.
Yeah, we're kind of
a couple, which is a bit annoying, but
yeah.
A couple of suspensions, a couple of injuries. So.
We'll finish off with throw your rather than money, throw your reputation on the line. Your predictions for this year. How many wins out of 24 do you reckon we get?
I'd say 15.
Oof. Wow, you're looking at like six.
I reckon. I'll be honest. I think we'll get between 6th and 7th.
Yeah, right. I'm thinking 12. I'm thinking 50%. 12 out of 24, I'm thinking.
I think like
15, then, that's only 9 losses. If it's 15 and 9, that's...
Our biggest issue has been playing 80 minutes.
Yeah.
That's the killer. Last year...
How many half times did we blow, like, leads? Yeah.
Like, last year, if we just kept up, we would have won another 6 games. If we just kept up that 80.
Mm.
Like... That's the biggest thing. Like when Harry Grant went off for those 4 or 5 weeks,
yeah,
that killed us. Like yeah. that was the nail in the coffin, because that were games we could have won if we had him in.
Yeah,
this year, like, man, on the trial, we played 8 minutes of footy, didn't let off once. That's the first time in a long time I've seen a full 80 performance, and I believe the guys can put in a full 80 performance week in, week out.
Yeah,
like the top teams do.
Yeah, definitely, we should be better than last year. Whether other teams improve or not,
there's a lot of hype around Bulldogs. I can't see them doing much.
Yeah, and the Titans is. I mean, the Titans
probably are very good. Similar. They got David Fifita.
Yeah,
who's injury prone.
Really. Yeah, plus it's the Titans.
Yeah, in the Gold Coast, they're all going to get pissed every week.
Yeah, it's I just yeah, I just think that's the thing. The culture, like. Just seems, if we can stay injury free, yeah, I'd be happy. If we 13 wins would be easily in the 8. That guarantees you in the 8, pretty much. 13 pretty much. Wins.
If you're going over 50% wins, like you're pretty much.
Unless you ask, we won 12 in 2018, and we still didn't make the semis. But
yeah, well, that was because Sharks got us by 1. That was the decider. 2019.
Maybe it was 2018.
Yeah, 2019.
Was yeah, it was Ivan was coach. I'm trying to think. I can't think off the top of my head. But yeah, it was a year where we literally won half our games and came ninth.
Yeah, it would have
been. This is so Tigers. But who will be our best player this year? I think we're both agreeing on this one.
I think Luch.
Yeah, I'm thinking Luciano Leilua.
The difference in his playing style from last year, that offload, like that's going to be the killer. Like,
yeah,
we literally saw him score. Like he set up the first 2 tries.
Yeah,
like that was all it was. When as soon as I saw that, I'm like, man, he's playing different, and it's good. Like that's how he needs to play. Even that little kick across the front.
Yeah,
like he just grabbed the ball. He's like, oh, it's last play. Boom, and it boots it across the front. And
yeah,
like, man, that was pretty wild. Like yeah. That was cool.
You got any predictions? Some random prediction about a team or a certain player or something this year that no one will expect.
I personally think Little will hold a 9 all year.
Hmm.
Simkin will be the 14.
Okay.
From seeing Little on the weekend, I think he's going to hold out that number 9 if he doesn't get injured, because he was sharp as man. Every pass was killer. I think the little fight with Luch sort of straightened him out a bit.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think Liz is in for a big year. I'm going to throw out there, the entire Tigers fan base will be Luke Brooks believers by the end of the year. I think he's in for a big year.
I believe that too.
I think he's got the team around him. I know it's just a trial, but he seems like he's more in control of the team. Now he's, I think, Dwayne will be a good halves partner, as will...
He'll learn off Brooks to a point.
Yeah, I mean? But I think him being the go-to guy, his confidence will be up. I really think Luke Brooks will finally people will go, okay, he's our guy. If we make the semis, that'll come naturally. Yeah. But I think Luke Brooks is in for a massive year. And I think the haters will pipe down a bit.
Yeah, I believe that as well. Watching him on the weekend, like, it's funny. I saw a comment. I actually replied to it. And it was on one of the fan pages. Oh, Luke Brooks needs to fix his kicking up. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Did you watch the trial? Put a grubber through. We scored off it.
Yeah.
We haven't seen those grubbers in years. Those grubbers, we always got tries off them. And then he was kicking to corners. We haven't seen him kick to corners except for that one to Dwayne last year.
Yeah.
Where he caught it and scored a try. Before that, it was all midfield bombs. I think I saw one. One bomb.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, oh, I didn't watch the trial. Then what are you talking about?
Mate, you just summed up. Was that on Facebook, did you say? Yeah, that just sums up Facebook, doesn't it?
But that's the Luke Brooks haters.
Yeah.
That's just what they say. Oh, I don't really watch what he does, but I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's like, well, man, like, I thought he had some horrible games last year, and I thought he had some excellent games, but the trial was better than any game he had last year.
Yeah.
I was shocked. Like, I told you how shocked I was. Like, how dominant he was, especially moving. He wasn't stuck to the left or the right or wherever he was positioned. He was roaming around the back and moving across the field.
Yeah.
It's what he needs to do.
Yeah. Now, he's going to be a different player this year. I think he's going to hit his peak, not the right word. Well, he might, who knows, but...
well, that's what we need.
I think it's a career year incoming for Brooksy. So that's our season preview, Shane. I just want to say thank you to our other presenting sponsor for tonight's episode, Snap Printing at Homebush Bay. If you have any printing needs, Rob at Snap, absolute legend of a bloke, who's also helping the show out this year. Check out Snap Printing Homebush Bay. And if you've got any printing needs, call Rob on 0416 112 3337. Any printing cards, wedding invites, posters, that sort of thing. So thanks to Rob for helping the show out this year as well. And Shane, you're also, of course, as we said earlier, helping me on the show. I think the fans are gonna love you contributing to the show and another voice. And and if you see us at the game, the man with the VB can in his hand and the beard, that's Shane. So thanks for making your debut on the West Life podcast.
No, thanks for having me.
Definitely have you on again soon.
Killer.